Our scripture for this morning comes from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. And you were buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead.
I'll tell you a story today about a professional rock climber named Alex Honnold. Alex climbed El Capitan in Yosemite National Park, which is a 3,000-foot granite rock wall. And he did it a little differently than most people do. Lots of people climb El Capitan, but most of them do it with ropes and harness. He did it in a way that's called free solo, and I became aware of Alex through a film, National Geographic film, called Free Solo. It's something amazing to think that you could go do something like that with no rope, with no safety harness. But I wanted to take you back a little bit in Alex's career. He did this in June of 2017. But when he was 23 years old, back in 2008, he free soloed Half Dome, which is another rock wall in Yosemite National Park. It's about 1,500 feet. And he said he decided he wanted to go do it, and so he and a friend went up with ropes, climbed it. He kind of gauged the route, and a few days later, he took off on his own and went to free solo Half Dome, which he said was pretty much a big mistake. He got up there and he kind of lost confidence in the route that he was planning on taking, and he decided to go around a certain part, and he came back to the, went around that part, came back to the part that he knew, and he got within about 100 to 150 feet of the top. And that becomes what he calls slab climbing, where there's nothing to actually hold on to with your hands. It's a flat piece of rock. He said it's not vertical. It's about 75 degrees. But what you have to do is you have to rely on your climbing shoes and the grip that they have to just kind of walk up the rock. Your hands just kind of balance you because there's nothing to hold on to. He got up to almost the top where he could, was one step away from being able to reach the ledge that was up, marked the end of that slab. And he didn't think he could trust the foothold that he needed to step up to be able to reach that point. And so he's kind of hanging there, thinking, what have I gotten myself into here? He said his calves started burning, and he knew he needed to do something, and everything he thought that he might be able to do seemed like the wrong thing. And on top of that, he could hear the tourists on top. They're up there having a good time. They're picnicking, doing whatever they're doing, you know. And he said, I'm having my moment here. I took a deep breath, and I stepped up, trusted the foothold, and he's, obviously, he didn't fall to his death. He was giving this speech. He got up to the top, and he realized something. When he got there, he said, normally when I top out on something like this and I'm climbing with ropes, I have harness on, I have ropes hanging off of me, all this equipment. And if there are tourists there, they come over and engage you. They're like, oh, did you just climb up the face? Wow, that's so awesome. How long did it take you to do it? They have all these questions for him. But he said he got up there this day. He was wearing a pair of shorts, no shirt, his climbing shoes, and a chalk bag. That's all he had. And he said people probably looked at him and thought, man, that guy over there by the edge, way over there by the edge, looks pretty sketchy. Let's kind of stay away from him. He didn't look the part of a rock climber that day, even though he had just accomplished the greatest feat in his entire climbing career to that point. He didn't look like a rock climber. He said the time that somebody noticed him was as he was taking the trail back down. His climbing shoes are really tight, so he had to take them off because you can't really walk in them. So he's hiking back down this trail off of Half Dome barefooted, and then people start looking and thinking, wow, this guy's a hardcore hiker. And he's like, oh yeah, that's me. I'm a hardcore hiker. As we think about Jesus Christ, Jesus didn't look the part of the Messiah. He came into this earth not a king, the way people thought the Messiah would be. He would come and free them from everything that they, every problem that they had. But Jesus was born in a manger. His mother was a peasant girl. His father was a carpenter. Early on in his life, he was a refugee. Even when he began his ministry, he wasn't one of the elite. He wasn't a Pharisee. He wasn't anybody of particular note. His followers were fishermen, tax collectors, ordinary people. None of this looked the part of the Messiah. Alex said when he got to the top of Half Dome, even though he was so pumped, he knew he kind of got away with something. He felt like he got lucky that day. And his mom had always told him that good enough wasn't always what he should strive for. He should strive for perfection, not just in rock climbing, but just in life in general. So as he set his sights on El Capitan, something he had dreamed of doing, it was way harder, way bigger, and as he said, way scarier. He knew that his approach to Half Dome wasn't going to work. So he spent the next 8 years working on Half Dome, or working on El Capitan, training for it, going up there with ropes. He said he probably climbed El Capitan 50 to 60 times with ropes just to learn what he needed to do and learn if it was possible. And he said all during that time, he was doing all this work, and he didn't know whether he would ever be able to do it. He didn't know whether he would even want to. He may get up there and decide, there's a section I can't possibly do without a rope. And so I have to give up this dream to just say no and walk away. Life is our El Capitan. As we begin our climb through life, Christ is our example of perfection. He shows us the way. Our scripture this morning, Bob, I don't think we read the right scripture, but it talks about Paul wanted the Galatians or the Colossians to know what it looked like to be a Christian. And he told them that they needed to be compassionate, they needed to be kind, they needed to be humble, gentle, and patient. And over all of that, we put love on. And love is what binds all those things together. And Christ is our example of love. Fortunately for us, as we climb our El Capitan, we don't have to do it free solo. Christ has already been there for us. He's already mapped out the route for us. We just have to go do it. And when we slip, he'll be our rope to catch us. We don't have to do it without a rope. He is our rope. We don't just look the part of being a Christian. We live the part. being compassionate, being kind, being humble, being gentle, being patient. Those are all things that we won't accomplish. Those are all slips. Those are all handholds that we won't be able to grab. Those are all footholds that'll slip and bring us down. But we're not going to fall. Jesus has us. We don't want to just look the part, being a Christian. We go out and we show love to the world. And if we do that, if we have love for the world, then compassion will come. Patience will come. Gentleness will be there. We'll find ways to forgive. It's all about the love. All of this comes through love. Let's not just look the part. Let's go out into the world and live it. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for sending Jesus Christ, your Son. Strengthen us as we strive to be more like him, to show the love that he showed for us. Amen.